We turn now to the champions of the 2008 baseball season, the Philadelphia Phillies. The Phillies and the Tampa Bay Rays were tied in the middle of the sixth inning on Monday night when heavy rain forced that game to be suspended. Last night in Philadelphia, the teams picked up where they left off and played what amounted to a three-inning minigame. NPR's Mike Pesca reports.
A lot happened during the middle of the sixth inning of Game 5. Six babies were born at Hahnemann Hospital in Philadelphia in the middle of the sixth. The stock market went up almost 900 points, then came down nearly 100. The candidates gave speeches. But once the baseball game came unstuck, 46 hours later, things returned to form. The Phillies scored almost immediately. The first run-scoring hit was a little flare off the bat of Jason Wirth, who later found his voice hoarse from celebrating the effects of his bloop single.
I had flashes of Luis Gonzalez going through my head, so I was pumped, but it actually didn't go as far as I thought, but hey, I'll take it.
An appropriate comparison, Gonzalez was the player whose broken bat hit in 2001 won the World Series for the Diamondbacks. Wirth's short fly slipped through the second baseman's hands, and the Phils took an early lead. Or a late lead, depending on which day you started counting. But Rays outfielder Rocco Baldelli, batting in the top of the seventh, showed that the Rays' season was still intact. Later, Baldelli described the sensation of hitting a home run in a hostile stadium.
It's not really a feeling that you get playing in regular season games very often. I mean, it's just kind of, you know, the place was as loud as it could possibly be, and then it was as silent as it could possibly be.
Perhaps Baldelli, a native of Woonsocket, Rhode Island, was less bothered by the cold than the rest of the Rays were. His teammates would not score again. The Phils, however, were warmed by nearly 45,000 fans, and in their next at-bat, with a man on third, Pedro Feliz faced Rays reliever Chad Bradford, a pitcher who's normally tougher on righties than MoveOn.org. But Feliz jumped on a fat fastball, and the Phillies were ahead. Radio station WPHT has the call.
And the pitch. Swung on line. Back in the middle. A base hit. Into center field. Bartlett will score, and Pedro has come through. 4-3 Phillies in the seventh on a Pedro Feliz RBI single.
And then it was time for history. The Phillies brought in reliever Brad Lidge, who had found his confidence shattered after yielding a home run in the World Series 3 years ago. But this year, Lidge was 47 for 47 in save situations. If he recorded three outs in this spot, he would be the only closer ever to have a perfect season. An out, a hit, a pinch runner, a steal, another out. Runner on second, one-run lead. Lidge worked the count to 0-2 against Eric Hinsky, the Rays pinch hitter who had only one at-bat in this series. It was a home run. Lidge picks it up from there.
Carlos came out and he said, I'm not going to call a sign. We're going to throw a slider here down. And so, honestly, when I was back on the mound, I just gripped the slider, and I didn't have a single thought in my head. I mean, I just gripped the slider and let my body take over.
The 0-2 pitch. Swing and a miss. Struck him out. The Philadelphia Phillies are 2008 World Champions.
Perhaps legendary broadcaster Harry Callis and the entire championship-starved city of Philadelphia can heed the words of Brad Lidge, who said that he was grateful for all the hard times because they made him better and led him to right here, right now. Mike Pesca, NPR News, Philadelphia.